and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Those are the closing words of the Declaration of Independence, which is the document we will be celebrating this coming Friday on the 4th of July, signed 249 years ago. It was a declaration that the 13 colonies would no longer be prey for a tyrant, in this case, King George of Great Britain. Question becomes, what is a tyrant? A tyrant is someone who takes away your rights, your freedom. They imprison you in their will, bring you into obedience. Sound like somebody you know? No, not him. I'm referring to Satan. The difference between a tyrant like King George versus Satan is that King George used threats and force. Satan uses lies and temptations. He can be in your face, and you won't always know it. We're told this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. We also have the words of Jesus about who Satan is in John chapter 8, verse 44. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Well, you might believe that you know all this because you know God's word and you have your full armor of faith that we read about in Ephesians. The truth is that Satan sees everyone as a target, even Jesus. In the fourth chapter of Luke, we read about Satan approaching Jesus and offering him literally the world. The first two temptations by Satan were just words that Jesus responded to with the word of God. Satan, in his third temptation, turn to another page in his playbook. See if you can pick up what that is as we go to Luke chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. Then he, meaning Satan, brought him, Jesus, to Jerusalem, sat him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said to him, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. So did you hear what Satan did there? Right, he tried to use God's word to tempt Jesus. And how'd that work out for Satan? Right, failure. Has Satan become the tyrant in your life that you want to declare independence from? Well, you can. I'm not saying it'll be easy. Certainly wasn't for the Founding Fathers. When they resisted the tyrant King George, many of them suffered personally, financially. But that's dealing with the earthly. We're talking about the spiritual here. We gain guidance for ejecting and rejecting Satan in 1 John chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Now, if you have yet to have been given the resurrected life through Jesus, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 shows you the way. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. We learn in the book of James, faith without works is dead, but James does a lot more than just speak a bumper sticker. He gives us instructions about what those works need to be. Let's go to James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. And what James is saying there is not to find joy in the worldly. Turn to God for the joy that will easily overshadow anything that the world can offer. It's only through the rejection of sin, the turning away from temptation, and standing in the light of God that you can achieve your independence from Satan. This is established directly without any question in 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him.